Today is Thursday, September 17th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. That snuck up on me. I was trying to pull up Twitter, and it snuck up on me. But so I didn't quite get my intro in the right spot. It's all timed. All right, so after we recorded yesterday, after I recorded yesterday, we had a suits. Well, I worked out, but you know, I'm always working out every day. So that's not even really worth mentioning anymore. And I don't know if it's doing any good at all because I think it's my very poor diet, which is causing most of the problems. And the working out, I don't think, is going to be able to keep up with my not-so-good diet. So it is what it is. But one of these days, I'll figure out how to have willpower again. Because used to, I had willpower, and I've just completely... And I can make myself work out, even though I hate it. But it just doesn't do enough. I have to curb what I'm eating, and that is a real challenge. So we worked out, and then I had a suits meeting, and we were testing out $48 pyramid because I've got, and as I talked about before, I solved something on the slide. So basically what pyramid is going to be is you can Google PowerPoint game show templates, and people have gone in and created like game show templates in PowerPoint that have, they're called macros, but little scripts that cause little computer scripts that cause the slides to behave interactively. For instance, you can create like a, you know, scoreboard, or you can recreate the pyramid board where when you click around on it, things happen and animations happen and all of that. And most of that is already done for a lot of the really famous game shows like Pyramid and Jeopardy and I don't know, lots of them. And I found one, but it was the script portion, the computer script portion of the macro. It's called Visual Basic for Applications, or VBA. It's a coding language that Microsoft has in all of their, in Word, in PowerPoint, in Excel, and probably all of their other stuff as well, that you can go in and you can basically automate different parts of what you're doing. And I wanted to customize these slides to add, because this was based on $100,000 pyramid, so a lot of the dollar amounts were wrong. But there were some logo things that I wanted to change to Pride 48 and stuff like that. But unfortunately, a lot of that was embedded in this code. And the guy who wrote the code, who created the slides, they're free, but he password protected the code. And so when you go in, it says, sorry, you can't edit this. You can't even see it because it's password protected. And so I Googled it and I figured out a way to edit the code. And so I was able to hack the slides. Taffy was so impressed with this, by the way. And it was, you know, I don't know. I really appreciate the fact that she was impressed with me. But after I Googled it and watched a video on how to do this, it was very simple. And I just had to like change the extension and open it up in a Notepad++ and change something and then resave it. And anyway, it wasn't hard. I mean, I think anyone could have done it. But so I figured that out and I went in and edited and we had a suits meeting and I Fatty and I went through a sample game with Taffy and Joey. And they had the best time. They were laughing. So I think it's going to be really fun. I think like really everyone's really going to enjoy Pyramid, which is on Sunday. $48 Pyramid on Sunday. Some of your favorite podcasters are going to be linked up with listeners and lurkers and we're going to play Pyramid for real dollar prizes. And so they had a really good time. But man, Joey was so argumentative about Fatty spent all this time creating all these clues and everything. And Joey was like, well, I don't think that's a good clue. Like that, there's no way we could have guessed that. There's no way. And I'm like, so basically, Joey, because you sucked on a particular category or question, you're trying to get us to rewrite the question because you don't think it can be done. It was funny. And so we ended up like rewriting that category because Joey was just so adamant that there's just no way that anyone would ever get that. And I can't say what it was because we're using it for the actual competition. Anyway, so we had that meeting and we got everything finalized. It was kind of just a last minute meeting before the event because pretty much everything is already nailed down. But I wanted to test out the slides and everything and the setup on them. And it all seemed to go smoothly, so I think that's fine. So anyway, so I did that. And then Mark cooked while I was doing the suits meeting. He cooked something called ganiling, which is a Filipino dish, which is basically ground beef. It's kind of like, it's ground beef with tomato sauce, with tomatoes, garlic, onions, soy sauce. And then they add different vegetables like carrots, potatoes, peas, other things, and saute that in a pan and then put it over rice. And then they usually do a boiled egg or something, cut up the boiled egg and put that on top of it. And it was good. I really enjoyed it, although he put no vegetables other than onion and garlic because I guess he didn't know we had carrots and he didn't want to bother to, we only have baby potatoes and he didn't want to take the time to peel and cut up the baby potatoes to put in it. So it was basically meat and sauce with onion and garlic over rice. But it was good. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was just funny because he didn't add any vegetables at all. And then we watched The Expanse, which it's a sci-fi show, and Daniel keeps recommending it to me. And Mark and I had tried it a few years back, and there's so many characters in this show, and the story is so complicated that it's one of those shows that you really have to focus for. It's kind of like Game of Thrones, where you really have to focus when you're watching it to get the story. And so we had watched a couple of episodes and we just couldn't get into it because, you know, he's on Instagram, I'm writing some computer code or something, and we're trying to watch this thing because for us, TV a lot of times is kind of a background thing. And so when you have a show that you really need to just like stop everything and concentrate, it becomes a little bit more difficult to really get hooked on it because our evenings, we're kind of doing a mixture of things. We might be, you know, he may be looking at different articles on plants that he's interested in. I may be working on slides for Pride 48, you know, or, you know, whatever. And so whatever TV shows that we watch, we can't necessarily devote 100% of our attention because like I've told you guys before, I grew up doing homework in front of TV. So I'm just like, I'm a big old TV addict. Like TV is like white noise to me. I watch TV while I'm doing everything. And so if it's something that I really have to concentrate, I really have to be interested in watching whatever this thing is. That's why we watch a lot of like reality shows and stuff like that, because you don't have to pay a ton of attention. And anyway, so we watched, but actually we have now watched about 6 episodes and we were finally able to get past that learning who everyone is and kind of figuring out what the story is. And I think it is going to be good. We're starting to get more and more drawn into it, I think. Mark actually put his phone down for a few minutes and actually paid attention to the episode. So when he does that, I know he's semi-interested in something. But I don't know. I mean, it really took an investment for us to get there. But now we're there. So I think we're going to continue watching it and it'll probably be really good. We'll probably really enjoy it. Other than that, that's all we did last night. We went to bed and then I worked today. So I wanted to go over some Twitter posts we got here. You guys could call the voicemail, by the way, because we haven't had a voicemail in quite a while. And I wouldn't mind, you know, having a voicemail to play on the show. So When I give the voicemail number at the end, you should pay attention to that. But on Twitter, Gary says, I get in the lane I need to be in and stay there. I don't change lanes. Gary, that is something an older person would do. I'm sorry. I do change lanes. And then Neptune says, I got a few friends that watch Fox News. Don't get me started on PragerU all the time, and there is no talking to them. They make anything you say political, tossing out red herrings all the time. I feel sad for them. Because for them, Fox is always right. And you're right, Neptune. Gary says he hopes Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O. are going to be at the underwear party on Saturday night. I don't know, Gary, if they're going to be there, but they're definitely welcome. And Gary tells me not to watch videos while I'm driving. Sorry, Gary, I've weighed the pros and cons, and it keeps me awake. So anyway, and there was another one. Baron Frosty was replying about parents at one point, and for some reason I can't find it now. Why can I never find Baron Frosty's tweets? I don't understand why I can't find them. He said something about he thinks it's a disease, people who have to talk about politics all the time. And I agree. There are some people out there that really have to talk about politics all the time. And I wouldn't have before said that my parents were that type of people. But I don't know. I mean, they seem to want to bring stuff up anytime we're over there. And I really don't want to. All right, well, I've got to go test some more pyramid stuff with Fatty. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. Please call. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out other great podcasts at pride48.com/shows.